So moving further in the Sugya of Bishul, we spoke last couple of days, the introductory ideas that Bishul means the change of the substance or texture of something through the medium of heat. And we distinguish between a davar yavesh, something which is solid, where the definition of cooking is cooking it to the point of machal ben drusoi, which means a half cooked, a third cooked, a function of how much time, vis-a-vis how much you spend cooking fully. So half cooked means you cooked it for half the time, a third cooked, you cooked it a third of the time. And by liquid, the shear is yad tzeh lettuce bowl, right? Yad tzeh lettuce bowl. So I think we mentioned the yad tzeh lettuce bowl is a little bit difficult to understand or a little bit difficult to quantify exactly. That's the Gemara itself, because different people, you know, have different feelings, so to speak. But with a baby, you know, it's a pretty standard. You know, the kreisel shetinat nichla, scald the child a little bit, not the own experiment, but that's what he said. I remember my father, Allah Hashem, used to comment, you hear the weather reports, you know, like this time of year. So say, it's 28 degrees, but it feels like 15. You know, you ever heard that, right? So my father, Allah Hashem, said, to whom does it feel that way? To whom? You know, I mean, there are people, especially elderly people, they feel cold, you know, even in warmer weather. So like, it's somewhat, I'm sure they have a formula, but I don't know exactly what it is. But anyway, so yad's lettuce bowl can vary and from person to person. Like I mentioned, you know, a woman or some people who used to take hot things out of the stove can touch something hot on the oven with their bare hands, and someone else needs a mitt. Or anyway, that's yad's lettuce bowl. What I'd like to look at today and tomorrow, and maybe we'll finish in 2 days or 3 days, this packet of mamakomos, which has to do with basically the source of the heat. Okay, the source of the heat. What is to generate the heat for cooking purposes? So we begin, source number one here, with the Mishnah in Shabbos, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Source one, the Mishnah says, Ein nosting beitza b'tzad ha-mecham. You want to take a raw egg, next to ha-mecham is like a kettle. Right, Rashi says, kumkumus shal nechoshes. A cup or whatever, a metal kettle, brass kettle. Okay, so you can't put an egg next to a kettle. B'shvish etiz galgil. Now, tizgalgal literally means to roll, like a hard-boiled egg. You know, once it's cooked, it can roll and you know, spin around. So on a soft-boiled egg can't. So you're not allowed to do that to the point that it can roll. Okay, basically, to make it hard-boiled, the Rashi has expression, b'shrish tizgalgal, source 2. Again, Shabbos, Lamed Ches, Beis, shetitzle ktsas. You know, it roasts a little bit. I mean, it doesn't roast it, but I mean, it cooks a little bit. It cooks to the point that it can roll a little bit. You're not allowed to do that, lightly roasted. Actually, my vessel rolls, that's roasted. That's one. Below yafki ena besudorim. Okay, you can't, you know, kind of break the egg, crack it open. And as Rashi says, when it comes in besloyesh, lo yishperena al sudor shehucham bechama. And then put it on some type of a cloth or a handkerchief or a scarf or something like that, which was hot from being outside in the sun. And during the summertime, you're loosening out in the sun, it gets very hot. So I remember, you know, from time to time, when they have a heat wave here in New York City, they print the newspaper picture of a kid frying an egg on the sidewalk. You know, you ever see that? From time to time, the sidewalks are so hot, you can fry an egg there. Okay, anyway.
Oh, we actually had in our real estate class, There was a building in London called 20 Fenchurch Street in London.
Okay.
And it was built in such a way that it was like curved to be fancy.
Yeah.
And with the reflective glass in the sun in the summer, like melted cars.
Wow.
So strong.
Wow.
And one of the reporters took a frying pan and publicly cooked an egg.
Wow. Just the sun, yeah. Okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I mean, a couple of times I led an NCSY cross-country tour, you know. It wasn't a cross-country, it was the western third of the country. Anyway, we went through the desert, like from California, Nevada, that area. You're sitting on a bus. The bus was air-conditioned, but you could not touch the window, even on the inside. The window was so hot from, you know, outside. You could definitely have fried an egg on that. You want to touch the window. Anyway, so it says, Layaf cannabis, you're not allowed to fry up the egg. You know, crack it open and fry up the egg on a cloth or a scarf or something like that, which was heated by the sun. Because you want the egg to fry on account of the heat from the on the scarf from the sun, but Rabbi Yossi allows that. He allows you to do that on Shabbos. At least Doraisa, he allows you to do that on Shabbos if it's been cooked by something which was heated up by the sun. Then the Mishnah commands Also, you shouldn't like bury an egg or wrap an egg bechol with sand or avak, other type of dust which was heated by the sun. Okay, right? You're not allowed to heat it with something, you know, that was the sun. The Rashi explains why Rabbi Yossi. Well, the Gemara will explain why Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in that case, because Rabbi Yossi argues in the first case, but doesn't seem to argue in the second case. He argues about the cracking the egg and the scarf, but not putting it in sand or something like that to cook there. So Rashi, there Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's also. He doesn't say Rabbi Yossi, but Rashi says, "Well, Gemara first, I'm out of Paul Rabbi Yossi." Okay, good. So the Gemara on that Mishnah, Lamed Ches and Beis here in Shabbos 3, he boiled Gilgal Mai. What if you did it? And basically, the Gemara's question is it an Issa Deraisa? Is it Rabbanon? What exactly? Let's say a guy did, heat up the egg to that point. What if the guy did heat him up to that point? Mahu, is it a Deraisa? Is it Rabbanon? Is it Bishul? You know, what is it? So the Gemara answers, Amar Bielsa, Gilgal, Chaim Chatos. There's another Chaim Chatos, the real Deraisa. That's why he did it by mistake, right? It's a realism. Okay. So it's an Issa Deraisa of Bishul. That's how we'll assume. Lalacha. So on Amud Be, that's on Lamed Chesem Beis. And the next Amud, Lamed Chesem Beis, Amud 4, the Gemara says, "V'lo yafkenu v'sudrin." Okay, that's commenting on that line of the Mishnah. I'm not, cooking, breaking the egg and frying it on a scarf or a cloth that was heated by the sun. Aye, behod itnan, but there's a Mishnah later on, which says, "Nosnin tavshil etoch habor b'shvil sheheh shomor." That part's not so relevant to us, but you can put something cooked inside, like a pit or something, to guard it, to prevent it from spoiling. As hamayim hayofim b'roim b'shul shi'tzanu, you can put water, cold warm water into something to cool it off. Again, that's not our issue, particularly those two statements of the Mishnah. But the next one is, as hatzonein, something cold, b'chamo, you can put it out in the sunlight, b'shul shi'echamu. Okay, b'shul shi'echamu. That's a Mishnah. I printed the Mishnah down in 6. It's from Daf Kuf Mem Vav on the base. Here in Shabbos, the end of the Masechta is a tzonen. I only printed the part that's relevant to us. Nostin, you can put these things among them as a tzonen b'chava k'bishul
shi'echemu. That makes so you think of Shabbos morning when people put things in the fridge on the chalupah.
We will get to that. Okay, this is just the background. As you know by now, I like to see the Gemara's first. So that's the Gemara. Alama Tetzmanov quotes that Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Beis, and the question is: it says you're allowed to put something in the sun. So the Gemara says Lamer Reb Yosi he below Rabbanon. Apparently, the author of that later Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Beis must be Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi allows. Right? We said Lo Yafkan B'Sudarim. I'm allowed to put the egg on these cloths. These kerchiefs or whatever scarves that were heated by the sun, and the Yossi allows it. So that seems to be consistent. The Yossi allows it to take some cold and put it out in the sun. The Gemara says, no. Omar of Nachman, right? Bechama. The difference is, in this case, the case of the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav, you're putting it directly out into the sun, like your case with this, with this frying pan I'm building. Right? Omar of Nachman, Bechama, the Chula Alma lo pligi de shari. That everybody agrees. Even our Bonner agree that that's okay. To heat something up, direct sunlight, that would be okay. Okay? It's completely mutter. So everybody agrees with that. Now, with fire, of course, it's not allowed. That's bishul. Now, continues the Gemara. Rashi explains why. Chama, of course, he says, means shemesh, fine. Why is it permissible? Why does everyone agree? Third line of Rashi number 5, Shabbos al Tesla. Sorry, the ain't derech bishul bekach. That's not how you cook. That's not called cooking. Cooking means what's normally done now after the Mishkan and so on. Here, nobody cooks in the sidewalk. This kid frying the egg in the sidewalk. But this guy was trying to do a demonstration to show how hot it was, not because he wanted an egg. Right? He was trying to show how hot it was. That's not cold cooking, yeah.
In other words, is it like a Shina Gama?
Yeah, like a Shina Gama, right? It's more, right? So, yeah, but it's just not the way. Who cooks? No one cooks out in the sun, even in hot climates. They don't usually do it. You cook through fire. So that's if it's direct in the sun. Now, of course, the other extreme is actual age fire. That's for sure, Bishul. Now, the Gemara continues as follows. Betoldos ha'or. Or meaning fire here. Toldo of age, toldo or, meaning something which was heated by fire, then also kula amalo pligi de aser. That's also aser. It's not only aser to cook something directly on the fire, but also to cook something, directly heated by the fire. I'll give now an example. Let's have an oven, okay? And the oven was turned off before Shabbos, but it's still hot. Okay, it's still hot. So now I'm going to put some raw piece of food inside. It'll cook. I mean, ovens take, I don't know, depending how long it was on. They did the cooking, it takes a while to cool off. I mean, you know, experiment in your own kitchen. It takes, you know, even if they turn it off, it takes a while to cool it up. That would be called toldos horas. No fire, fire is extinguished. Okay, but again, you can, people do this, right, on a grill, even after the grill's done, you can still cook hot dogs on it, you know, on the top, because it's still pretty hot if you contain it, right? So that everyone agrees also. Keep pligi, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Betoldos hachama. Something heated by the sun. I have the pan heated by the sun. It's not cooking directly in the sun anymore. Let's say in your case, with this place in London, where he took the pan, left the pan out from the sun. Then he brought the pan indoors where there's no sunlight. And now, could he still fry the egg in there? If the pan was hot enough, that would be called toldos hachama. Yeah.
So if you put the pan on the sun and the pan from the sun,
right, but
it's just that you leave the pan out beforehand. And then
right, 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 because you're not using the sun. There's no sun there anymore. That would be called toldos chama. As Rashi said, that's the case. Shehucham hasudor b'chama. The kerchief, the handkerchief, whatever it was, got hot from the sun.
What if it was still on the sun?
I think it's still outside. It would still be, I see. It would still be muti. I mean, what's doing the kerchief? I think it would still be muti, because ultimately the sun is providing the heat. The chiddush is even, yeah, but right.
Is what it looks like.
Yeah, well, that's
exactly. If you can make it pregnant, people aren't necessarily going
to
look.
Oh, and see what's underneath.
Because you could have taken a
yeah, I hear. Fire, right, you wouldn't have known. Yeah, because the Gemara makes it depend upon that. Okay, let's see.
Something looks like a cracked egg and starts frying.
Right.
From, it, you don't know how
to eat. Right, that's an interesting point. Yeah, I hear that. Well, let's just see what Gemara says. It's Kipligi, but told us a Chama. Mar Savar Gazrinan told us a Chama. Otu told us a Or. Because the average goes back to the same. The average person who's going to see doesn't know, was this pan heated by the sun or was it heated by a fire? I don't know. I see a guy cooking in a pan. So if toldos ha'or is asur, then toldos ha'chama is asur atu toldos ha'or. Because whereas the or itself, whereas the chama itself is not. You're asking what you have both. I have to think about it. Okay. But so as Rashi says, right? Atu toldos ha'or demand de chazi. Sober, the toldos ha'or in here. The average person will think, okay, heated up by a fire. That's what you think. That's the norm. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Rambam summarizes all of this. Well, before I get there, I'm just again to come on ahead. So Eish, right, or direct heat from a fire, like cooking something, you know, cooking something up to Machal de Mendesoy or outside his boat in direct fire, that's Osmi Deraisa. Osmi Deraisa. Toldos ha'or is also Osmi Deraisa. Okay, toldos ha'or is also asur midaraisa. It was food heated something, you know, heated in something directly heated by the fire. Now, as we'll see, by the way, even if it's not a pan, but let's say even if it's a food, let's say it was soup that was heated by the fire. Okay, and now it's hard to construct a case, but now that the soup or the food is hot, but now the food was put. Well, we'll see later about a dover gush, a hot piping hot piece of meat. Okay, now you took it out of the pan. And you put it on a regular plate that wasn't heated by the fire. But the meat itself is still piping hot. Okay, that's going to be also told us or because the meat was heated by the fire. The meat was heated directly by the fire. So now to put something on top of that piece of meat, what to talk about it, ketchup or salt or whatever it is on the piece of meat, while the meat is still piping hot, could be a question, yeah.
How does told us a chama, told us a chama, how does that practically, I mean, sorry, how is, how does that practically okay? Because if any, let's say I take for example, I take my, like wherever I'm going to bring out my food on top of the dish, it's inherently, not only will the food be cooked, but the items on the food will be cooked.
That's what he was asking too. But again, what's doing the actual cooking of the item? It takes a while, huh?
It's like whether or not if you crack an egg and all of a sudden starts frying.
Yeah, then you're going to know.
You're going to mix it up.
Right.
You don't know how to heat it up.
Right, that's the point.
So that's, put it there and it's 10 minutes to cook.
Then you know. Then you know it's the fire. Yeah. So. Right, that's the chilek. That's the chilek. You know, I mean, in other words, the
I mean even after I take it out of my frying pan and I bring it out in front of the sun. Well, fine, so it starts to cook in 10 minutes. I mean
I know someone else walks by.
I know the pan hasn't been heated, and that's why it's cooking.
Yeah, that's like
when you pack the egg.
Yeah, but now someone else walks by afterwards.
You think it goes around the stairs?
That's the way it goes. Yeah, we'll tell.
Okay.
All right, so again, so Aish and Toldos Aish are both also the Raisa. Chama directly is Heter Gomor, Mutter. And Toldos HaChama is Gzer Darbonon, Otu Toldos Eish. So let's look at the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, Shami 7. Hanosin Beitze B'tzara Mecha Meshishot Isgalgo V'nisgalgo HaChayim. And here's the key line, Shehamevashel B'toldos HaOr, Kemevashel B'or Atzmi. Rambam is always clear, cooking and fire, and Toldos of fire is like cooking the fire itself. V'chein HaMediach B'chamin, Meliya, you have hot water, and you put in Meliya Chayosha, you put in some salty things, or Kulis Espanas, or Dag, Dak, Barach, we also have a certain type of fish which is easily cooked, we'll come back, and I use a Chayim. Shadachos, and Mecham, and Zuig Bar Bishul, just putting in hot water, that's how it cooks, something puts in hot water, cooks quickly, right? Something, you know, put in hot water, and it'll cook. All right, Rechok, here's a man. Alach HaGimel, Mafkiya Sabeitza, Bebegir Cham, O Bechol, O Abak, Drachim, Shein Cham, Ne'er Shemesh, Afal Bishnitz is Potter, Shetoldos Chama, Enam Ketoldos Eish. Really, with the rice, you're Potter with Toldos Chama. That's what I'm saying. You break your egg on top of something that was heated by the sun. It's Potter, but it's Potter also because I'm continuing. I will gozru aleihem mipnei Toldos Or. Mechena Mevashu Mechami Tveria. You cook in hot springs and so on. Yotzei Potter. That's the Rambam Perek Tes. The Perek Chav Beis Halacha Tes. As for the sun itself, the Rambam writes, Mutter lahachem b'cham itself. Hafal pishu also chavet tolz cham, she'eno bolitos, like we're saying, you're not going to confuse ma'ach b'cham la'or. V'icha mutter liten mayim tzonim b'shemesh, k'dei she'achum, you put the hot water outside, it warms up, it's okay. That's the Rambam. So far up here, in Simchin Yilches Sim Gimel, k'shem she'osur levashel b'or, kach osur levashel b'tolz or, k'gon, Litain Bates with Zakadera, Sharvala Suda Shukham or Kishafil Tolosakama, Kigom Suda Shukham Khama, also Xera Otto Tolosor, Bechain also Mir Bechol, Abba Drachim and son, Abba Atzma, Go Litain Batesa, Bechama, Litain Mayim, Bechama Shukhamutter. That's not called cooking, that's not the normal derech of cooking. Shabur explains, okay, so cutting your time, it's not difficult. Tolosor, Masha Bechayim, and look at the end of your Zion. It's according to Zion. The whole Dine Bishul on his car, all the Dine of Bishul apply when you cook it directly with fire, cook it by something heated by the fire. It's the same thing. Okay? You want to take a look. And again, it's Sukkot Chafalov, he writes, by the way, Sukkot Yerches, even with the Ebed, it's awesome. Okay? And then he says, what about right after Shabbos? We have to talk about that at a different time. What if you did the violation of Shabbos? When can you eat it after Shabbos? Can you? Okay, anyway, if you're caught in Chafalov, he says, Logazin Otor, Chamabor, Lo Michlet. I kind of mix up the sun and fire. I meant to print, I made a mistake. If you look in 20, I should put it here. The what do you call it? The Shulchan Harav. The Alter Rebbe has a little bit of a summary here in Siv Zion. And a little good, quick summary of things that we've done, but then I want to add something. Okay, so I just, for some reason, I printed out of order. So we'll just look at 20. Ziv Zayin and Simchi Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Vavashel Hu Vavas Malachos. Good. He says, Vavashel is one of the Avas Malachos. Shekain, Vamishkan, Vavashel, and Samon, Litz Bobob. Below Bishamai, Vavadal, Afatigan, Rafia, but see, there's a review, right? All the things, frying and baking and roasting. It's all Bechal Bishel. B'chayin kol mi sherifa guf kosher ba'or. If you soften something hard through fire, k'gon ha-matich, ha-matches, metal and all these things, we melt wax, misas, shava, b'chelev, zephyr, pitch, tar, all this type of stuff, that's all chayim mishum bishul. Then he writes the second paragraph, b'shem, she'osu levashu ba'or, kach osu levashu b'tolazor. K'gon litin beitzim b'tzak der shukmo ba'or, ala shava ala sudar. And just a review of everything we said. And a feel told us a chama, kigon besu the shurucham, bechama also gzeira, yishum told us or, right, as we said. And then the last sentence, abu chama asma, the sun itself, litain beitz chama, kadesh titzel, tain mayim chama, yishum mutter, nivnei she'ein derech bishul bekat. That's the king. Be'ein lizu a chama, yishum or, b'nei she chama, ein a mischalef is bo'or. So that's what we said. Yeah.
What do you do with or?
No, that's what we're saying. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm in it right now. I'm saying right now. That's that. I mean, again, you know, the basic idea is Rashi said it, and Shulchan Aruch just said it, that whatever is considered Derek Bishul, I'm sorry, whatever, this is exactly his point, whatever is considered Derek Bishul is considered Bishul Daraisa. And if it's not Derek Mishul, then it's mutter to cook. Okay? In other words, if someone would normally cook this way or would readily cook this way, even if you had other options, okay? And that's called normal cooking, okay? But if you would not cook this way, if you had other options and so on, then it's not considered bishul. And that's, you know, because it has arrived in Mor Chaim Tveria, all right? It's not a matter, so to speak, of the quality of how well cooked it is, okay? It's just a question of is this the norm or is it not the norm? That's the way you, now that's what you said, Derek Bishul Makah. It's not the norm. The thing is that I want to mention, I didn't print it in all the, you know, we've shown him on it and so on and so forth, but there are other opinions. It's for this reason, I think we saw this earlier. Did we see this wrong here? Maybe it was the very beginning of the introduction. You know, it's considered normal. Do we speak about a microwave? Did I mention a microwave? I don't remember now. Okay, I may mention perhaps. But anyway, Ramosha writes, it's questionable. Okay, it is questionable. Ramosha says cooking in a microwave would be a violation of Shabbos, of Bishul on Shabbos. Because he says people cook that way. I think I once showed you that tshuva. And he said, even though now people don't do it so much, but it's going to become more popular, he was writing when it first came out. Lamaisa, I'm not sure that is 100% correct, because do people actually cook in a microwave or more warm up in a microwave?
Some things you want to cook,
though. Yeah, I guess you said. Yeah, I guess. With liquid, it's, yeah. But I'm saying he says it's in the norm of cooking. But when you want to just heat up water, well, I don't know. He says it. He does say that. I'm just well, super.
Some people say it, but same old fill
that people do to cook.
If you want to cook a potato and make hash browns, the trick is, instead of waiting forever on the frying pan, you put it in the microwave for a few minutes, let it cook first.
And then you can put it
in. Then you put it on the frying pan.
Okay. All right. I don't know. So Moshe's indicated. I'm saying Moshe writes, I didn't print the chewy, but you know, answers your question. So, you know. So is this a normal means of cooking? So Moshe said, Rav Zalman and others disagreed about the microwave because there's no fire. Because according to them, you need fire. There's no actual fire in a microwave, right? So, you know, a microwave doesn't have age. Huh? Right, but directly the sun, we said, is allowed. So, according to Rav Zalman, he says the reason Bishul B'chama is allowed is because there's no fire. If I understand correctly, that's why Bishul B'chama is no fire. So therefore, and that's interesting machlokas.
Is it Mar-Fa? Okay,
the Gemara. I don't think so.
I'm not sure it's working. Where
it's radio waves or some sort. Radio waves or some sort.
Microwaves,
yeah. To be honest, yeah. Hence the name, right? So in other words, all right, I mean, so now, according to Moshe, you look at what do people normally cook. According to him, you look whether there's a fire or not. Okay, perhaps there is a distinction. And that's why I wanted to add. Just as pointing out, I didn't print the truth as a side point that's not always so relevant to us, but just so you know, the what do you call it? The Eretz Yisrael, they have a dud shemesh.
Right?
What?
Microwaves are kind of blessed. Is that the
sun? The sun, yeah. But it's not fire. Right, the sun does it. Yeah, the dude shemesh is some type of a. Yeah, it's heated by the sun. It's not a solar panel, it's a tank of some sort. Yeah.
So.
Wait, don't
think microwave in the sun, because the sun generates heat. Microwave doesn't really The microwave only heats up the food. The microwave itself
doesn't. The sun is hot because the
sun,
whatever, the light waves go
on. Yes. Okay, it's similar. So anyway, but a dud shemesh, there are different types of these solar. You know, one is where you have a thing filled with water. Okay. Ones. Yeah, but it's connected to a solar panel, and you know, water comes in and out. It's heated inside. You know, the solar panels. Others where the water is heated up in the barrel. Anyway,
the diagram.
Who has it?
Yeah,
does he have a dude shemesh?
I'll take a look. Different
types, yeah. So anyway, so in other words, at least according to one, it would be a Rishon Zalman. It would be mutter. Okay, according to some, either way, it would be Bishul B'chama. okay, because it was heated by the, you know, okay, that's a good question. What he can heat up water on Shabbos using solar panels. Is that direct? Is it indirect?
So there's someone's on not to scrap the belief that electricity is buffered for like the
What is his conclusion? I think it's not Aish. Again, but at the very...
I'm curious about parallel.
But again, I think the consensus in Eretz Yisrael is that it's at the very least that Dud Shemesh has told us a Chava. The very least. So the answer anyway. So it's... okay, anyway.
What's the distinction you wanted to make?
I'm saying, but you know, if you hold that the issue is the presence of fire... In other words, according to Moshe Holzer, this is a normal way to cook. Well, that's what they always use. So that's a normal way to cook. Nothing to talk about. If it's a matter of absence of fire, so there's no fire here. Okay, but some say it doesn't help because it told us to come anyway. So I'll call Ponobios and Darbona. I'm just saying some discussion. So you want to look? I didn't look. I have to take a look at Ravimon. It's in Ravimon's book. There's all discussion about how the Dut Shemesh work. Okay, getting back to Arish, let's go back now to source 11. And now we begin to talk about different things or relating to different. Points when something is low aish. Okay, so we'll first talk about a kli rishon. All right, so the Mishnah describes in the Shabbos Mem Aleph and Aleph, source 11. The Mishnah says hamecham shepinahu. Okay, mecham again. Rashi says kumkum usulcham, a kettle. Okay, a kettle which has been emptied. The assumption is hot. Okay. The Gemara is going to explain. It's a very difficult Mishnah. It says, "Lo yitain letocho tzonein b'shvil shechemu." You can't put cold water into that kettle, which is hot. You shut it up right before Shabbos, so and empty it out. But it's still the metal. It stays hot for a while. It's a metal kettle. It stays hot for a while. You can't put it in to heat it up. Avol nosein hu letocho. Now it says you can put it, so we have to understand what that means. And then, o letocha kos. Kedei lahavshiran, you can put into a cup in order to warm something up. The Rashi says kula masnisin mefarish b'gemara. So Gemara asks right away, my kamar, what's going on in this mishnah? This is source 13, Shabbos mem aleph amud aleph. My kamar, my pino. What do you mean it was emptied? And my lo yitain b'hadam avol nosein. Look in the words of the mishnah, very peculiar mishnah. It says lo yitain l'tocho tzonim shoshem and then it's avol nosein l'tocho. He just said, "Lo yitain l'chocho tocho." So he said, "Now knows l'tocho." So that's more than what's going on. He says, "My pino, my lo yitain, my hod omer lo yitain." What's going on? So the word says, "My kamar omer adar mas l'hochi kamar." It's 13. Hamecham shepino mimenu mayim chamim. You poured out the hot water. Lo yitain l'tocho mayim muatim kedei sheyachemu. Okay, you're not allowed to put in it. Drops of a little bit of water because it's going to get hot. It's going to get hot. Even though the kettle is now off the fire and it's empty, you're going to put in cold water from the sink into this kettle. It's going to get hot. You're not allowed to do it. You put just a little water in. Avol, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Lo yitein letocho tzonet. But the Mishnah is alo nosin letocho, says the Gemara, nosin letocho mayim merubin. If you pour a lot of cold water in, it's not going to get that hot because of the quantity of water. Now, again, waiting to draw the line, I kept the experiment, but it says, if it's going to warm it up, that's okay, but it's never going to get the hot sauce. That's what's going on in the Gemara. What is important for us is that why is there any discussion altogether? There's no fire here. Okay, the fire has been removed. So the answer is this is what's called a kli rishon. Okay, and a kli rishon means something which was heated by fire. So it can cook, at least up until a certain point, even when off the fire. If you put a ton of stuff in, it won't be able to cook at all. But it cooks something. So Kli Rishon is Mevashon. There's a later Mishnah, which seems that's on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a later Mishnah, 15, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Very bottom of the page, go over to Mem Beis. Mishnah says, Ilfus. Ilfus means it's some type of, like a frying pan. Can't be a good definition, a frying pan. Or Vahakadera. You took it off the fire. Okay, you took it off the fire when it's still hot. It's still boiling hot. Lo yitain l'tocho tavlin. You can't put spices into that pan or into that pot. They took this pot of chicken soup off the fire, okay, and it's boiling hot, and now you put it down somewhere else. You want to put some spices in it. You can't do that, okay, because it's boiling hot. Aval, no sein hu l'tocha ke'ora o l'tocha tamchoi. Okay? You can, if you, again, you took it off before Shabbos, and now you can't leave it and add stuff on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shavim and Orm, we're talking bein ha-shmashos, before Shabbos. Lo yitain l'tocha tamchoi, m'shtekshah. The key words of Rashi at the end of 16, Dibalasa lo yitain, Shabbos, Nevezov, the kli rishon, kolzman shiroseach, Mevashel, that's the rule. A kli rishon, as long as it's still hot, has the halachic capacity to cook. You're going to violate bishul. Okay, now, the end, the second part of that Mishnah, it's on the top of Bebez Bebez, the second line of 15 says, Avol nosein hu l'tocha ka'ara. Ka'ara is a plate, which wasn't heated by the fire. Or l'tocha tamchui, a bowl of some sort, platter, a bowl of some sort. Okay, and Rashi explains why. Rashi, on top of Membeis and Beis, source 17, explains why. I will know sein hu l'toch hakara, the klisheni ain't on the vashel. Okay, klisheni, not the capacity to cook. Even when you put the hot water into the bowl, you now add to that hot water can't cook it. Now, this is not a scientific point, because the temperature may be the same, similar. But it's a halachic point. Klisheni en mevashel. Tamchui kain kar gadol shemara kol into the tocho. The tamchui may be like a tureen or something like that. You can empty the whole pot of soup into one big tureen, okay, and then you spoon it out from there to the bowls. Yeah.
Isn't it also a point based on the scientific assumption?
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about klisheni. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But
what about the actual food itself?
We'll talk about that.
Do you pour spices into it?
Yes, I'm saying. So when it's in a klisheni, it sounds like it's not a problem. When it's in a kli rishon, there's a problem. That's what we're saying, yeah.
Okay. I thought we were saying the kli rishon is empty, you pour the soup out, but it's still hot.
Right, so the soup itself is still hot. So as for the soup, we'll have to talk about it since we liquid and solid. We'll get to it. Yeah, the solid, it's a problem. We'll see. Okay, well, let's see what the new rabbi says. Pouring water, maybe this is what you're asking. Pouring water, the Rambam writes, from one thing into another, it can't be the kli rishon, because that heats it up very much. You took the pan off the fire, the pot off the fire. Lo yitain l'tocha tavlin. You can't add spice to it. Avol nosein l'tocha melach. Salt you can. Shamelach enu mizbashel ela al gabe eish gedola. So the Rambam, maybe that addresses your question. The Rambam says, again, this is perkav beis halacha vav. The Rambam says you can pour hot water. I'm sorry, you can pour hot water into cold water and so on to cool it off. Okay, to warm up the other water and so on. But again, only provided it's not in a kli rishon. Shehu shelo yu b'kli rishon shehu mechaman harbe. That gets it very hot. That's not allowed. Same thing with the kadero sachas. Even though he took it off the fire, afal pisho we don't talk about valley. It's not fire anymore. Lo yitein l'tocha tavlin, but melach salt is allowed. I'm assuming that the salt can't really be cooked. Ella al gabe eish gadol, has to be like a significant fire, and that once it's off the flame, not strong enough for that. All right, we'll see about it. It's actually a machlokas about salt. Look at 19, the Shulchan Aruch here, Simin Shin Yilchasif Tes. Kli Rishon. And again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Pirish. Hakli Shemishtamesh Bo Al Ha'esh. The kli, the pot, or whatever it was used on the fire. Afilu La'achar Shehevi Rum Al Ha'esh. Even after you took it off the fire, there's no fire in the picture anymore. Kozman Shetzel, it's still boiling hot. So it's too hot to touch. The Fichach, also Litein Atochon Tavlin. If we can't put spices into it. So again, a good example of this would be a soup pot. Okay, once you take the soup pot, even off the flat, fire off the black, we'll get the black later, you can't put spices directly into there. Okay? When it's on you, when it's in your bowl, at the table, it's a klisheni, or maybe even a klishlishi. I'll have to talk about that, because the ladle, you scoop it out, that may make a klisheni. So by the time it comes to you, it's at the very least a klisheni. So that's a different thing. Then you can add salt. Okay, the Rambam said you can even add salt to the kli rishon because salt requires more to cook. That's actually a machlokas. Okay. Aval Melach, the Shulchan says it first. Aval Melach Mutalit and Tochu came in Shavir Aish. The Tzricha Milcha Bishula Kibisra the Turah. Bisra the Turah, the term will come back to. Bisra the Turah means like ox meat, you know, animal meat, red meat, steak, you know. That doesn't cook so fast. Okay, that won't cook so fast. All right, salt meat, whatever, meat. Okay, bisra the Turah means meat from an ox. It doesn't mean from an ox. It means, you know, red meat, regular meat. All right, so it's a salt, the same thing. All right. V'yesh misha osa lo seis l'tol kli zeh basar meluach afilu shul shor. But some say, and for the same reason, you can't put the meat in that thing. I'm all right.
Is that like cold cuts, maybe?
Well, no, cold cuts are cold. I'm talking a raw piece of meat. Cook a raw piece of meat. Cook a raw piece of meat. Requires much more intense fire to cook a raw piece of meat.
So he's saying some people forbid putting a raw piece of meat into this cleavage.
Yeah. Yeah, even, yeah.
Why would they do that?
No, I'm saying, well, I guess maybe it'll cook a little bit, but, you know, the concern is that well, those who forbid it will say that it's takabishal, that it'll cook because of the heat of the cleavage. The first day I said not though. The first day I said no, it's not intense enough heat in a cleavation. Right? The Ramah is when you really do loch nami asr, because the problem is that the meat has salt in it because you salted it for kashrus purposes, right? So the salt can't cook. But nearly the below moloch nami asr out of the nokka below the balaba chas mishum dam shabo. But v'yesh osrim the exact other extreme when it comes to salt, and I'll explain to you. I don't want to spend that much time on this because not. So again, we have a chumrah, the Rambam mentioned, Shulchan Aruch mentioned it one day, that you're not allowed to add salt in a clear, I'm sorry, the salt. Mutter, no, the Rambam writes, yeah. No, say, Tocha Melach, you are allowed to put salt in a clear region because it won't cook. It requires much more intense heat once the clear region has been removed from the fire. Now, basically, salt needs actual fire, okay? But some have the exact opposite. Ramo quotes, Yesh Oshim, Law says, Melach afilu b'klisheni. Another extreme. Not only can't put salt in a klisheni, you can't put in a klisheni, calls man shots of the post. Okay, that's the exact opposite extreme. But one says you can even, one view says you can even put in a klisheni because it won't cook. Other says you can't even put it in a klisheni because it cooks easily. Right? We'll come back. It's called Kale Habishol, easily cooked. How easy, simple. Right?
Edible without cooking it?
The dish?
Yeah, this salted meat.
I guess the assumption is not the salt is necessary. Yeah. But with the salt, otherwise, you would see why figure the salt. It means it wouldn't be an integral ingredient, I think. Otherwise, you know, why are we singling it out? Okay, anyway, that's a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, right to the end. Avar benasam melach afilu b'klivishon afilu aleishon. Avar yisur muta amaychad amelach batal agave amaychad. Look at the salt is batal. All right, and then at the Sifud Beis, mentioned before, mecham shepina mayim mena mayim chavin mutal itein l'tocha mayim tzonim rubim. A lot of water get to cool off. That's what we mentioned before. All right, the meshabur and tzukat and tzamach vav. Says Kevin Shavira Alaish, I feel a bisra the Turah Mizbashel. Okay, when it's on the fire, then even meat's gonna cook. Okay, meat cooks on a fire. So salt is the same thing. You only can talk about it once you remove the fire, that's a klibishon. But if I mean it's really in halacha, there's two categories of klibishon. Klibishon al gabe aish and klibishon shahusar al gabe aish. On the fire and removed from the fire. Okay, the chiddush of klibishon, even when it's removed from the fire, it says it has to cook most things. Not bisra de turah, okay. Not meat. Red meat's not going to cook without fire, and not at least according to one view, not salt, okay. Not salt. Look at Ayin Aleph. Sukkot 9 Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, okay. 21. Sukkot 9 Aleph. Yeshua the Gemara Ika Trei Lishna Bizeh. The Lishna Basra having Melach Lekula. One view Melach we're leaning about. The kosher is bashal can be sur de tur because it can't be cooked. You like bisur de tur, like meat. Mishum hochi matar afila b'klivishon kishavir ma'esh. Therefore, it's mutter even in the klivishon, even after you took it off. I mean, not even, only after you took it off the fire, because it needs fire. But olishna kama, according to the other view in the Gemara, is amin melach l'chumah. I didn't quote the whole Gemara. It's not so. We'll see in a moment why it's not so relevant to us today. Okay, But the Kalishan Kama is Melech HaChomer, that Filibe Klishen is Bashma. Uposku Rova Posku Kalishan Bashma. Most assume like Kalishan Bashma, okay? That Melech is we're Lekula. Ela, but because something of Machmer, so that's why he writes Machmetel Baruch. But here's the key. This is all not relevant to our soul today. Okay, our soul today. He said, Mishabur already writes. Hanimil ben Melech Shechofrin. It's salt where you get out of a salt mine. Okay, where you take salt out of a salt mine. All right. Of a melech she'osim b'mayim, but salt which is made from water, you know, they desalinate or whatever, they get the salt out of sea salt. Okay. Shemivashim osam, which is cooked, that's part of the process of removing it. Now, ein bem bishul chula amon. Ein bishul achar bishul. So our salt today is certainly sea salt, which is, comes out of the when it's dried out. And even our table salt, I think it's cooked as part of the process. Okay, part of the process is it's cooked in this. So therefore, it's ain bishul achar bishul, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem anyway. Okay, our salt. Our salt today can cook, maybe even a klisheni. Certainly, could we not be allowed to put in a kli bishul even after it's removed from the fire? So that which the Gemara says that a kli, that the salt is considered like bisur the tour is like meat. And that was another type of salt that they had. Okay.
But in Mark's case, if you bring salt on top of the item, the food itself, it's not like a cold on cold up because it's, let's say chicken a pot, it's on flame. So it's,
yeah.
It's on the pot, the cold somewhere, and then I'm putting on top of the chicken. Like the chicken's in the pot, the pot is
off
the
plate.
Yeah, but I'm putting the salt directly in there. That's gonna cook the salt.
But I'm putting it on the chicken. To me, it's a chicken, which is like, can you even think of that as like a cliche in some way? Like it doesn't go.
I tell you, it doesn't go. Yeah, I think anything in it has a status of a cliche. Okay, all right. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah ends by saying b'chein b'tzuker, same with sugar. Mutter mehai tam elitna b'chli rishon la'achar shavim an aish. He mentions sugar is the same as salt in this regard. You can add it, you can put it into a, even a chli rishon as long as it's off the fire. Like let's say yesh mishvakum is in a totally zoyer. Better not to. Okay. Anyway, that's with regards to chli rishon. So bottom line is chli rishon, whether al ha'ish or shalal ha'ish, has the capacity to mevash on most things, and if we're cooking something in a kli bishul, even after it's removed from the fire, we'll be necessary of bishul. Okay, so that's level one. Is kli bishul good? But now level two. Level two is what's called irui kli bishul. Irui means pouring. Okay, what's the story if I pour something out of a kli bishul onto something else? Okay, I have a kettle. I pour the hot water onto tea or onto whatever, you know, whatever. Okay, so that's called, it comes directly out of the kli rishon onto whatever. That's called irui kli rishon. All right, what happens? Because when you pour it and it goes through the air, willy nilly, it loses some of its heat. It's still pretty hot, but by going through the air, the temperature of the air interacting with whatever the liquid or whatever the item is. So that does cool it off somewhat. So does that, do we still say? No, again, we had kli rishon ala aish, that's the most stringent thing, that's one A and one B, is kli rishon afilu lo agave aish. Even if it's removed from the fire, it still has the capacity to cook. What about irui kli rishon? Where now, it's definitely not as hot because by pouring it out, you know, the water comes down, or whatever the item is, the liquid comes down through the air. The air is cooling it off. The air is not 150 degrees, whatever. The air is not 150 degrees. That's the air, by definition, cools it down. So by the time it hits what's at the bottom, maybe it's considered cooled down enough so as not to label it kli rishon anymore and not to label it bishul. That's the question. It's called irui. Yeah, well, you got it? Irui is from pouring. Okay, the idea is that the stuff coming out now interacts with the air temperature and cools it down. So it's not as hot. So for this, we turn to a sugya in Zvachim. We don't have to go into great detail, but Sugin Zvachim has nothing to do with Shabbos. It just shows you that Irui is considered cooked, you know, in some ways. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which talks about the Korban Chatos. Okay, and Perek Vav of Vayikra, pasuk Yudzayin, by the Rosh Hashanah. What is the design of it? So it tells me we have to eat the korban chatas. And later on in that parsha, the korban chatas, pasuk kafar. I didn't print all the pasukim, but I just want to give you, you know, the headline that it's talking about the korban chatas. So now, ukhlicheres asher tivash shel bo yishaver. Okay, the korban chatas, a certain part of it had to be given to the kohen, it was all cooked together. And now you have stuff in it that's not allowed to eat, they'll cook some of it not allowed to eat, the other stuff they're allowed to eat. So, ukhlicheres asher tivash shel bo yishaver. Okay, the only klichera is the only way to kasher is to break it. They can glue it back together if you want, but you know, the only way to kasher is something klichera is by breaking. So klichera is a shir tibu shabu yishaver. But when we clean the choshes, mashabu shalom, umora kushutaf bamayim, hot water, we call that kashering. Okay, agolas kelim. Agolas kelim is actually mentioned in two places in the Chumash. Okay, it's later in the Chumash in Parshas Matos, when it's called Gyulei Klei Midyan. Or Gilei and Nachri, when the Jews came back from the battle of Midian, it says that they captured among the spoils of war certain metal utensils. The question is, now they want to use them for cooking, but the Midianim use it for whatever their tarfus was. So how do we do it? So the Torah explains that the fire, the Bikasha through fire, you know, it's in there, Parshas Matos is the primary source of Argolas Kelim. We have here Argolas Kelim too, with regards to Kachim, here in Parshas Tzav. All right, so it says that Kucheres, what do you show there? The metal clay, nanomorak, it's, you know, it's in hot water and so mishutav oil and rinse off as well. All right, so that's the pesuk of the Torah. So the Mishnah Zochim 24. The Mishnah Zochim Tzadi Hamibay says, Echad shebishobo the echad sheira letocho ruseya. This rule of having to break the clay is when you cook the meat, the chatas meat, directly in that pot. Or you poured from that pot directly onto something that's roseach. Okay? You poured roseach onto that piece of meat in another pot. The Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Maisach Karbonis Perkes Alef Yud Alef, Klicheres is Basbo Chatos, and Achelas Tom Shvira Bazora. Gotta break it? Okay. Uklimatchos is Basbo Tom Rico Shtifa Bamayim Kashri, okay, Bazora. Nemo Klicheres, Shidabu Rishov, etc. And even though it doesn't say in the pasuk, it has to be in the Kodesh, but he learns that from other things. At the end, he writes, "Echad klisha bishobo, o klisha ora letocha roseach." Whether you cooked the meat in this pot, or some of the meat was poured into this pot from some other pot. Okay, again, echad klisha bishobo, o klisha ora letocha roseach. All right. So both things. So here for this Gemara looks very much like Irui has the same status as the Kli Rishon itself. Pouring out of a Kli Rishon will cook whatever you're pouring on the same way as the Kli Rishon itself will, even Shalom Gabesh. Even though now it's one step removed, it's another step removed from the fire, but the Kli Rishon material is so hot that it has the, even Shalom Gabesh, as long as it's still that hot, then it has the capacity to cook even on something else. That's called you pour directly on. As opposed to, I want to stress, pouring it into a klisheni, okay, and then you want to eat, you know, with another spoon, you want to take a bite of the soup, you know, I'm talking about pouring directly onto the other item, okay, directly onto the other. That's called Iroi Kli Rishon, all right? And the Gemara explains why that works. Tani Hamma Beis and Zvachan, where it says, Tana, they learn after the Pasuk, Asher Tevusha Bo, Eile Asher Bisha Bo, Iroi Letocha Rosech Minayin. How do we know that Taka, if you pour it out, it's the same thing? You look at the Rashi on Tzadi Hamma Beis, he explains how it works. The word bo applies to the extra because it should have been me. The Samach Yishover, it's a bo. The Lokasa Imichli Cheres Tavusha Yishover. The Midrash Im Nivla bo, we call Malka Yishover. Anything in it? Okay, they learn that from the Sukha. Now, what's relevant to us is the following. And that Sukha has nothing whatever to do with Shabbos. It's talking about, you know, Korban Chatos and Kasher and the Kalim. The toast is there in Zvachim, Tzadi Hamma Beis, 28. You know, that's called Iro Letocha Roseach. Toast is there, or comments. Mikan Medaktek Arbenotam, the Iro Kikli Rishon. Benotam says, Pasha, you see from the Sugi, Iro Kikli Rishon. Right? Midachoshev Kimabushon. Right? But others, that's Arbenotam, it's considered Mabushon. Venira the Adraba, Kosha Mikan. Da Korile Bisamach Balua, below Bishon. Because the Gemara, later on, he used the term Rashi, he alluded to it in 27, Balua means absorb. Okay? So he says that perhaps it's a kasha, because the Gemara refers to it as belua, he went out bishul. Maybe Yeshua the chashle belua below bishul. Yeshua enom is bashal machmas hakli. The mikli achan is bashal. He gets out of that question. It's a little technical. The Gemara later, so I'm not going to go into that now. But that's the shita we're going to talk. Iri kli rishon is considered to have the capacity to be bashal, just like a kli rishon, and that's it. However, the third line, Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel, I'm a doctor to iri kli sheni. No, he held iri is like kli sheni. It doesn't have the capacity to cook most things. Okay, because again, once you start pouring, it interacts with the air. Again, it's not so scientific, it's not such a big difference in the temperature, but at what point halachically is it called bishul? So it says, when Shmuel I'm a doctor, irikul klisheni. How does he know that? He has a Gemara in Shabbos, okay, which we saw, the Mishnah in Shabbos, on the membeis, on beis, which we saw in, we saw the Mishnah, Ilfus, no? Yeah, we saw that in Mishnah, source 15. That Mishnah says about Shmuel, right? That's the parak, the third parak of Shabbos, talking about all this cooking stuff. Kira means oven, we'll see. Okay. What does it say? The pan or the pot, which was removed from the fire, then you can't put spice directly into that because it's kli rishon. The mashma is that holaros mehem ala tavlin. Sorry, here the Rashbam's deal. He says, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to put spices in a pan or a pot that was cooked directly on a fire, kli rishon. Okay, good. But the implication is, yeah, but if you pour from the pot onto, it's a step removed, so that's takami mutter. That's his diuk. Okay, that's the Rashbam's deal. But Odaim adaktek, furthermore, he says, he sees right. That's what Tosus quotes. That's the Rashbam. Rashbam says, no, it's like kli sheni. Because you've been dying from the mission, the only mission only seems to us are putting something in the frying pan or the pot that was removed directly from the fire, that kli rishon itself. But pouring out of that onto something else doesn't say in the mission, so the stomach's mutter. Yeah. Furthermore, there's a rhyme, Odeh medaktik, the kamal kishmul, the omar tatoa gover, okay, the tatoa kavas barakates, the solim sokhama and row, which we'll see. So we'll come back to that. He says, we also have a principle when you pour A onto B, and one is hot, one is cold. What wins out? What's on the bottom? What's on the top? Okay. Now, whatever impact is, we're asking, discussing one of the base measures. Whatever impact there is, you're asking, Metzias wise, whatever impact is, we're asking, Metzias wise, whatever happens, happens. Okay. There's going to be interaction between the cold and the hot, regardless of which is upper, which is lower. There is going to be interaction. So the hot item is going to cool off the bottom. The hot is going to cool the cool. The hot is going to cool the cool item. The cool is going to heat the hot item, right? The question is, yeah, but what? See, gover doesn't mean really what wins. What dominates? What happens first, so to speak? La halacha, is it that the top thing will initially affect the bottom before the bottom? And there's no way to measure that. So
it's not necessarily serious at all.
Probably, as I said, it's not. It's a halakhic question. At what point does the bishul or whatever it is take place? That's the machlokes. It's not because whatever happens the same either way. Stomach. Okay. The question is halakhic. Does this happen first? Therefore, it's considered an act of bishul already? No, it's not. So that's how they want to understand it. Okay. Well, we'll see the warm stuff in short. That's all, huh? And what motivated one to say the other? I don't think the Gemara brought a pasuk. I'm not sure. I don't think Gemara quote. Okay. I hope it's working. All right, anyway, so it's probably just 45 minutes. They're supposed to extend it. Okay, anyway. Yeah, one other. Yeah, so where were you? So the. Yeah, so that's the Tosfos Zochem. At the end, he writes, Tosfos writes, V'hoyah matir mitoch kach laros roskin mekli rishon ala tarnagolas kedei lemolga. They were allowed to pour hot water on chicken to pluck the feathers and so on. But a tam omer. So what does the tam do? Tak a good dig. Rashbam tak has a good dig from what do you call it? From the from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah. So Rabbi Thomas would die the exact opposite way. Rabbi Tam Omer the Adarabba, Dok Misefa. The end of the Mishnah, look back in 15. The end of the Mishnah, the part that's on Membez Mabez, it says, "Avol Nosin Letoch HaKa'ara." You can put it directly in the Klisheni Mashma, but to pour directly on that. So he did the other direction. So that the, keep getting thrown off here. Okay. The deal can go both ways. That's about no raya from there. Let's just look at one or two other things. Okay. Yeah. The Rishalmi actually presents this as a machokas. And the Babli, it doesn't seem to be a machokas, you know, in the Amoraim. But the Rishalmi has it as a machokas. So look in the source 29. The Rishalmi Shabbos per Gimel Lachahei 29. Mahu litain tablin milamata la'aros alayan milamata. Not a very simple question, right? I want to put spices underneath. I want to pour it directly on it. That's Yishalmi, right? And basically, the Korban Eda explains there in 30, Bargimah Alachay and Shabbos, the Korban Eda explains, Imnomar the Iruhu Kikli Rishon, alo. Is Iru like Kikli Rishon or not? That's basically, he says, the Korban Eda, that's exactly where it's Kasha. Okay, that's his question. Amal Litain Tabal Matal Arson Amal. You put spices on the bottom and you pour it directly on it. Is that called? That's Iroi. Is that like the Klirishon or the other Klirishon? That's exactly the question. So, Rabbi Yoma Amar Osir, the Iroi Klirishon. That's Rabbi Yoma, not Rabbi Yoma, but Rabbi Yoma. Okay? And Chela, Rabbi Yoma, mean Hadah. And his Chela means the Korane explains Komar Koho, his Raya. First of all, it's looking at the same ocean also, I'll show you 31. Mao Litain Tabin Bishabas with the Aros Rosan Lamala Miklivishon Shuva Malaysh. Remember the Klivishon was removed from the fire, and it's in a Klivishon, so that's Klivishon of Bashan. Now I'm pouring that, that's the case. So he says that it's also the Kosovar Irik Klivishon. But he holds Irik Klivishon. But Chela Siate is Raya. And Siate is Raya is as follows. Namely, the following Echad Shabishal Bo, Echad Shiro Tokar Osek. That's the one talking. For Biona and Yushalmi brings the Sugin Zok, it brings the Sugin Zok, which says that Echad Shibishabo, Echad Shiril Tokor Sech, it's the same thing. Or Biosi, no, maybe that's different. Biosi, that says different. Because Tamon, Klicheres, Bolea. Okay, there, it's what a Klicheres. Klicheres has the capacity to be Bolea more. Look in Roman 8 again, 30. Versus Echad Shibishabo, Masnisin Hubizwachim, we just saw it. And that's the mission Zokim. Okay, and he spells out the whole thing. We saw it, I don't have to go over it again. But at the end, he writes, Shamina Mehad, the Iruk Klavishon. The Hari Bekroh, Kasav Bishlo, Filo Haka, Asuna Iruk. The Pasuk uses the word Bishlo. I'm not going to stress that, but the Koran Eda does. The Pasuk back in Sanchez Tzab, in verse 23, says, Uchlicheres Asher Tevushal, Bo, Yishavi Tevushal. So, Iruk is included, so it's also included under Bishlo. That's what he learns. That's what Bioni learned, and that's the simple reading of the Sugi and Zochim. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, maybe Klicheres is different. Taman's over there. Taman Sham. Remember the Aramaic, not for the Hebrew Shem, right? Taman Sham. Taman could be Klicheres. For a Krah, I would be Klicheres. Shebolea Harbe. Klicheres has the capacity, earthenware, capacity Bolea to absorb much more. Hilchok, Zorach, Shuir, Afilab, Iroi. There, you're right. And Iroi works enough with a Klicheres. That doesn't mean necessarily that applies to other things. You can't necessarily bring a riot from there that Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon for everything else, maybe by Kli Cheres and Akanami, because the nature of Kli Cheres is it absorbs more quickly and more intensely, whatever the right word is. So therefore, by Kli Cheres, it might be different. So claims Rabbi Yossi. One thing is, the Gemara says, Heise Rabbi Yossi Bebrun, Valtani Afbukli Nechoshes Chain. Yeah, but if you look back in that sugi over there, it implies it's true even by a even by klinichoshes. Okay, it's not like the parents speak about klinichoshes also. All right. After all, the pasuk itself concludes the klinichoshes bushala. The pasuk itself talks about klinichoshes. It's a kasha on biyosi. So therefore, v'hotani apu klinichoshes and islach lamemar klinichoshes b'leah. They have said the same thing about klinichoshes. It's a kasha on biyosi. We left like that. But anyway, that's the sugya in the Rishalmi. We're teaching Machlokas is Rabbi and Rabbi Yonim. Okay. So that's the Tosfos in Zohar. Let's look at least to get to a little bit of this. The Tosfos in Shabbos. Okay, Tosfos in Shabbos, Membeis and Rabbeis. Tosfos in Shabbos, Membeis and Rabbeis. That's similar to the Tosfos in Zohar, but it's a little more detailed for us. So Amonos in the Tochakar. Mahocha Leka Lameda, the Iwer Kiklisheni. Okay, Leka Lameda, the Iwer Kiklisheni. Okay. That was the diuk, okay, because you should have told me you shouldn't even pour. Okay. Sounds like a good diuk to me. That was Rashbam's diuk. Why does it say here leka ladayak? That was a good diuk. The Pasuk didn't say. The Gemara didn't say. The Gemara should have given a bigger chiddush. Right? The Gemara shouldn't give a bigger chiddush. You can't even pour. Since the Gemara said doesn't say that, then apparently it's okay to pour. That's why it doesn't. Why can't you make that diuk? Why leka ladayak? Because Mar said, the other rabbi, don't we say for, right? It's a Rebbe Tom's answer, and it's welcome. Don't we say for the Ksani, I will know soon, we'll talk a car, we'll look for Tony, Ma'ar al Akar, and she'll tell him so far. The other way, right? We die the other way and say that since it didn't say, since it only says the Tocha Kar and not pouring, then you have to wait till it gets the Tocha Kar and pour it would be. Okay? So he said, Rebbe Shmuel, maybe Raya the Iri Kikli Shani. The Hod the Kaval and Tata Gavar. So that we saw the Raya before. As a side point, I want to add, wait till finish. I want to add it now, though. There's a further machlokas, important to know. According to the Rashbam and others who saw that Iwri Kli Rishon has the halachic status of a Kli Sheni, which is not Mevashel. So then you can clear further, at what point, when you're pouring it out, does the water, whatever, take on the status of Kli Sheni? It's normal, during the Iwri process. Is it when it hits the air, or when it comes into contact with the bottom? You hear the Chakira? That seems to be Machlokas, a little bit of Rishonim, perhaps. Okay, if you hold that Iri Kli Rishon is not like Rishon, it's like Klisheni, at what point does it turn into a Klisheni? And then Afkamina, it was when it hits the air or when it hits the next item. And Afkamina would be, can I pour boiling hot water without another Kli? Let's say I have a samovar, I have an urn, and it's right next to my chalk bowl. And I turn on that little spigot and it goes directly into the chalk. Directly into the chalt. The chalt is drying out, and I want to liquid. Oh, the chalt, okay. Chalt is drying out, I want to liquefy it a little bit, add a little liquid to it, right? So if you hold that, according to that view, it becomes a klisheni the moment it hits the air, that's a problem, right? Because it's in the air before it. If you say it doesn't become a klisheni until it hits the next item, yeah, but by the time it hits the next item, it's in another kli rishon already. It's even halaish. It never became klisheni. It's an interesting machlokas. Yeah, I'm not sure if some people make a lot, you know, because it never became to pour directly out of a hot water, not, you know, to direct out of hot water into the chum. Okay.
What's the problem?
What point, the point that others say that Iri Kli Rishon is at the lack of status of Kishen, if not the Vashem. Okay. So now I'm reheating the hot water comes out, pouring hot water onto the chum. Okay, so by Iri Kli Rishon, if that's Mevashel, the water now when it hits the air is now called Kli Sheni. Right now, when the water lands in Chalm, so now it's going to be reheated, so to speak.
It's when it's below the Vashel, you know?
It never gets below the Vashel.
What?
That water never gets below the Vashel.
So how would it be visual? Above the Vashel.
What's that?
If it's above the Vashel, it can be visual. Do you think the Chalm's cooking the water?
Yeah.
It
was already Yatzalah's boat. So let's say it was a yellow Yatzalah's boat. Okay.
You
I'm not sure what the Matthias is.
You're
probably not. Probably not. Yeah, probably not. No, but let's just say for a minute, that's a hot water, or let's say it's a kettle. Okay, kettle might be.
You have a shell that was sitting out for.
Yeah, and that was, you know, and it's hot water, and I pour that onto the shell.
If it's above, below
Yatzalah's
boat, isn't that considered?
Oh, below, so that's for sure a problem. What I'm saying is that a lower Yatzalah's boat than stuff that's in the fire.
But if it's below Yatzalah's boat, I mean, it's above
once it's all,
But we say to get it to the higher point, you're not allowed to, is Bishol HaBishol up until it's between 120 and 180, whatever. I'll talk more about that, right? We'll be honest. All right, it's a side point, though. Okay, anyway, let's get back to this. So, Moses says that was a Rishba. And he brings a raya because of Tato Gavar. Okay, Ulurin Lira, the other way, the Irukin Lirisho. He disagrees. Well, maybe Raya Bizvachim. He has the Raya Bizvachim. We had it in Tosos and Zvachim, had it in a Tam Shita, and Tosos in here has the Ri. Okay, the Ri near the Irukin Lirisho, maybe Raya Bizvachim, Zvachim, one of three, the whole thing. And then he brings Yushalmi. It tells us here, but the parents welcome, tells us welcome, then in Yerushalmi, but tells us here in Shabbos does. It quotes Yerushalmi, the Machokas, I don't have to read the whole thing inside. Alma Damasik, we're looking about halfway down. Alma Damasik, the Iruk Kikrivishon. All right, so it seems to be Machokas. Now, whoever is the author of this Tosus goes on and says, Nireh, the Iruk Lohavi Kikrivishon, below Kikrivishani. Guess what? It's neither. It is, in fact, an in between status. It's not mevashel like a kli rishon, and it's not ena mevashel like a kli sheni. Rather, it's mevashel kedei klipa. It's mevashel the outer layer. That's an important thing in Neridah, as opposed to Chol and Terubas. But kedei klipa, it can't cook the whole thing, but it can cook the outer layer of it. Okay. The kaimalon kishmul the amar tatogavar. We'll see the Gemara in Pesachim next time. And he also has a raya from Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which we'll see also next time. All right. And he says, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And therefore, in Iru Ros Matanagol, it's Tzorchim Tzricha Klipa. If you pour hot water on this chicken, you have to skin it. Okay. Some people want to skin it anyway, for health reasons. You have to skin it. Okay. Ukli Shetashmish Al Iru Kagon Karos Yachal Agilai De Iru to Gavola Kapoto. That's the Sugan of Avodah Zarah. We'll have to see. But anyway, when he merges them all there, what emerges in there is that the third sheet, the middle sheet, that Iroi is neither Kli Rishon nor Kli Sheni. Iroi Kli Rishon has a status, kind of this middle status, so to speak, of Kedei Klipa. Okay. Some people have that Kula. Okay. Let's say you want to heat up a baby bottle. Okay. So you put the baby bottle, you put the bottle into something. And you pour, you pour off the kettle, or off the spigot from the samovar. So it's mevashel kedei klipa. Yeah, but the klipa is the plastic, right? So the milk is inside. Anyway, but that's the conclusion of Tosos. He brings a raya from. He brings two relevant sugyas: Pesachim Ayin Vov and Pesachim Ayin Hem Beis Ayin Vov and Aleph, and Avodah Zarah Ayin Vov Beis Ayin Vov and Avodah Zarah. It's the same top. I have Bava. I have Bava Alta. Base. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see in, next time. The is in Pesachim and Abu Dazara. And the next time, I don't know. We'll try and finish if we can, but I don't be able to. But to go on to Klisheni and then Iru from Klisheni and Klishishi and a whole T question. The best show will talk about that tomorrow. Okay, stop over here.